Good morning. This is Josh Clark with your quick daily devotion coming from Colossians chapter 4, verse 2. Paul says, continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. So there's four words that really stand out to me. Number one is continue. Second is earnestly. Third is vigilant. And four, thanksgiving. Let's talk about each of these. First, continue. Continue gives me the idea that it's not just a foxhole prayer, not that there's anything wrong with that, but it's not just praying because, oh, we're in trouble. Praying because somebody says, hey, bow your heads. We're going to give thanks for our meal. No, this is something that it's about a personal relationship. You know, if you love your spouse, you're going to talk to them continually. You're going to have a regular conversations. You know, it's not done just because you have to or because your parents did it. It's a continual relationship. It's a daily habit that if you're going to God in prayer. So continue. And then second is earnestly. Now, earnest to me, I use the word habit. I don't know that I want to in this context, because earnest as an idea, it's not just something you do like you brush your teeth as a habit without thinking about it, but earnestly. You know, I looked up that word. It says with sincere and intense conviction, to do something seriously, intently. So we're going to God with intention. We're continually talking with him. We're intentional about it. We're sincere. And then vigilant. The word vigilant means watchful, observant, attentive, alert. So again, I think the word intentional is a great word to kind of sum this all up. When we're going to God, we're very intentional. We're attentive. We're alert. Again, it's not like when we brush our teeth that it becomes just a habit. It's not just another Hail Mary, okay? Prayer. It's personal. It's intentional. And then finally, with thanksgiving. You know, this reminds me also, this verse, of another verse that Paul's in 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18. Paul said the same things we see here. Rejoice always. Shortest verse in the Bible. Second, pray without ceasing. 18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. So we also see that in Colossians here. The last thing he says is pray with thanksgiving. You know, why is that important? Well, think about, a parent. When a child goes to the parent, in order for the child to be in an attitude, to be in a mindset to receive more, first they need to be grateful for what they have. Shouldn't we go to God with thanksgiving, with gratitude for all that he's done for us? You know, yes, and fully expecting that he's a good, good father that wants to continually give to us. But it's not just us, you know, gimme, 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 gimme. It's grateful for what he's already done, thanking him for that, and then yes, in a spirit of, you know, expecting that he's a good father and he'll continue to bless us. And he'll give us what he knows that we need, not necessarily what we just want though, right? And again, as parents, don't we appreciate when our kids are grateful? I mean, we want to give them. We're going to continue to give them good things, give them the things that we know that they actually need, right? We're going to do that. But we appreciate when they're grateful. So let's go to God with that. So again, four things. We pray continually. We pray earnestly. We pray vigilant. We're vigilant. And we pray with thanksgiving. So let's pray. Father, I just pray that I thank you that you are a good, good father. I thank you for all that you have already done for us, Father. And I pray that we would just have this personal relationship with you, that we'd intentionally go to you regularly, continually, without ceasing, that we would pray. And I pray, Father, that we would be, when we pray, we'd be alert, that we'd be attentive, that we'd be listening, Father, that we'd be expecting you to speak to us, not just talking, but also listening intently. Father, and I pray that we'd come to you with thanksgiving, that we'd be so grateful, that we'd be aware. Give me an awareness, Father, of what you've already done for me. So many things I don't even realize. So, Father, I pray that you would show us all that you've done, and we'd be grateful for that. We pray this, Father, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, this episode has encouraged you. You can download other episodes of my podcast on iTunes at Quick Daily Devotion with Josh Clark. And I'd love it and appreciate it if you'd leave a comment, share how these episode, how God's word is speaking to you. And then also you can also access these recordings on my blog, beacatalyst.com, where you'll also find other resources as well. Now let's go out there and make it a super ultra awesome, fantastic day. God bless.